Book 2. The Book of the Traveller of the Worlds. Canto 6. The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life. As one who between dim receding walls towards the far gleam of a tunnel's mouth, hoping for light, walks now with freer pace and feels approach a breath of wider air. So he escaped from that grey anarchy. Into an ineffectual world he came, a purposeless region of arrested birth, where being from non-being fled and dared to live, but had no strength long to abide. Above there gleamed a pondering brow of sky, tormented, crossed by wings of doubtful haze, adventuring with a voice of roaming winds and crying for a direction in the void, like blind souls looking for the selves they lost and wandering through unfamiliar worlds. Wings of vague questioning met the query of space. After denial dawned a dubious hope, a hope of self and form and leave to live, and the birth of that which never yet could be, and joy of the mind's hazard, the heart's choice, grace of the unknown, and hands of sudden surprise, and a touch of sure delight in unsure things. To a strange, uncertain tract his journey came, where consciousness played with unconscious self, and birth was an attempt or episode. A charm drew near that could not keep its spell, an eager power that could not find its way, a chance that chose a strange arithmetic, but could not bind with it the forms it made, a multitude that could not guard its sum, which less than zero grew, and more than one. Arriving at a large and shadowy sense that cared not to define its fleeting drift, life labored in a strange and mythic air, denuded of her sweet, magnificent suns. In worlds imagined, never yet made true, a lingering glimmer on creation's verge, one strayed and dreamed and never stopped to achieve. To achieve would have destroyed that magic space. the marvels of a twilight wonderland, full of a beauty strangely, vainly made, a surge of fanciful realities, dim tokens of a splendor sealed above, awoke the passion of the eye's desire, compelled belief on the enamored thought, and drew the heart, but led it to no goal. A magic flowed, as if of moving scenes that kept a while their fugitive delicacy of sparing lines, limned by an abstract art in a rare scanted light, with faint dream brush on a silver background of incertitude. An infant glow of heavens near to morn, a fire intense, conceived but never lit, caressed the air with ardent hints of day. The perfect, longing for imperfection's charm, the illumined, caught by the snare of ignorance, ethereal creatures drawn by body's lure to that region of promise, beating invisible wings, came hungry for the joy of finite life, but too divine to tread created soil and share the fate of perishable things. The children of the unembodied gleam, arisen from a formless thought in the soul and chased by an imperishable desire, traversed the field of the pursuing gaze. A will that unpersisting failed worked there. Life was a search, but finding never came. There nothing satisfied, but all allured. Things seemed to be that never wholly are. Images were seen that looked like living acts, and symbols hid the sense they claimed to show. Pale dreams grew real to the dreamer's eye. The souls came there that vainly strive for birth, and spirits entrapped might wander through all time, yet never find the truth by which they live. All ran like hopes that hunt a lurking chance. Nothing was solid, nothing felt complete. All was unsafe, miraculous, and half true. It seemed a realm of lives that had no base.